Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we are joined today by Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right. Glad to hear that. And boy, we're going to talk about something that really bugs me today.
That's right. We're going to talk about flies, you know.
Of all the things that fly, how did the fly get the name? Tell me that.
Before my time, I can't tell you. I'm not sure I know. You know, though, every year it seems like we talk about flies, and it seems like this year maybe we're earlier than normal. A lot of times, we don't typically have a lot of fly issues maybe until, you know, the end of June, first part of July. End of July, we really start getting more flies. This year, we're seeing a lot of flies, and I guess that's just one of the realities that if we are going to produce beef in Kansas, we have to deal with significant fly populations. And, you know, the flies, they bite, and they cause cattle to do different things, and it's irritable, it's an annoyance to them, they have blood loss from this. And all of this, because they've changed, maybe they're going to stand in a pond rather than eating, they aren't gaining weight. So we're losing production to flies and fly bites. And with the recent rains that we've had, the humidity, and the warmer temperatures, most of eastern Kansas now is a ideal breeding ground for these annoying pests that actually rob profits from our beef cattle. Horn flies are the most significant external parasite to cattle. They cause an estimated $1.8 billion loss to the cattle industry in the United States each year. And these horn flies, okay, what's a horn fly look like? Well, horn flies are little kind of gray flies. They're smaller than a house fly. They oftentimes are found on the backs or the sides, or even the bellies of cattle. They feed with their heads facing down. And so that's one way that you can tell if you've got horn flies. And it's really the sheer number of flies and how often they bite that cause the problem. The economic threshold for beef cattle and horn flies is 200 flies per animal. Now, remember, we said it's the number of flies and the number of times they bite. These things feed 25 times a day. So even at the economic threshold, those cattle are being bitten 5,000 times a day.
That'd drive me nuts.
And that's the annoyance part. And that's why they don't necessarily go eat. They don't, you know, they're just annoyed.
They're too busy trying to get away from these things.
Right, right. And so stable flies are the other thing, and they've been very active this spring. The stable fly, they feed on the front legs of cattle, and their bite is very painful, and often it causes cattle to change the way they act. They start to bunch up. They start to stomp. They're stomping in the bunch. They're stomping, okay? And oftentimes, to get away from them, they'll go stand in the pond. So they'll stand in water for long periods of time rather than be out there grazing like we want them. So we want to take care of these flies. And, oh, by the way, the preferred breeding site for stable flies are old hay feeding sites that don't ever dry up. So if you haven't cleaned up your hay feeding site, please do so. Push them into a pile. Let them get dried up. That will reduce the amount of stable flies that you have. The treatment level or the economic threshold for stable flies is just 10 flies per animal. Well, we know horn flies and stable flies are currently feeding on cattle herds here in eastern Kansas. This means our cattle are dealing with both fly pests that rely on blood-based meals as their primary food source. So cattle need some relief from these biting flies, and the quickest method is to use insecticides and directly apply that to the livestock. And we have many options. We don't have time to go through all the options today, but please read the product label and apply that product as the label directs. Until next time, stay safe, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Sounds good, Rod. Thank you. I think of flies, those annoying little things, and you swat at them, chase them away and everything. I didn't think of how much impact they actually have as far as financially, physically, and everything else. If you've got something biting you dozens and thousands of times a day, yeah, you're not thinking about eating or anything else. You're thinking about, how do I get away from these things? Do right. something. So
right. And the thing with horn flies, they don't very often leave the cow. So they're almost on the cow all day long. And if you've ever been around a horse and you ever see a fly just light on their back, or you just touch a fly, a hair or two on a horse's back,
they can
twitch. Yep. You know, they feel that. Think about feeling 200 to 500 flies per animal.
There's not enough coffee in the world to keep me calm through that. Oh, good grief. Well, thanks again for the information, and we do look forward to talking to you again.
Okay.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.